This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has listed three priorities for the next decade: more structural reforms, deepening innovation, and simpler governance. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi asserted that his government's reform express is benefiting common citizens in a big way. PM said this year's Union Budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. He added that budget is not a now or never moment born out of compulsion, but a we are ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. He highlighted that the benefits of a decade of defense reforms were evident during Operation Sindoor, asserting that India has to be prepared at all times to deal with security challenges. He stressed that India has a duty to modernize its defense sector in line with current realities as a country that is playing an increasingly important role in the world. Citing the allocation of 7.85 lakh crore rupees to the defense sector in the Union Budget 2026-27, Mr. Modi said the outlay is 15% higher than the previous budget. He further stated that it is also the biggest chunk given to any ministry or department. PM also said that the tax incentives announced in the budget are designed to accelerate investment in this space, lower the cost of building advanced facilities, and position India as a globally competitive destination for data infrastructure. PM also said that women will play the most important role in creating Viksit Bharat, and initiatives taken by the government will empower them. Emphasizing that private sector is critical for the next phase of economic transformation, Prime Minister requested a decisive response from them. He added that private sector must focus less on protecting margins and invest aggressively in R&D supply chain and quality. He said the next leap to Viksit Bharat will depend on bold investment by private sector in innovation, long-term capacity and global competitiveness. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is all set to get underway in New Delhi today. The five-day summit will be the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castejón, President of Switzerland Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayaka, Vice President of Seychelles Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgay. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. A full body of the Election Commission of India, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, will be visiting Guwahati today to review states' preparedness for the upcoming 2026 Assembly elections, accompanied by Election Commissioners S.S. Sandhu and Vivek Joshi. During their three-day-long tour, the Commission will hold detailed meeting with senior officials of the state and representatives of various political parties. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar extended greetings to the government and people of Serbia on their statehood day during his visit to Munich for the 62nd Munich Security Conference yesterday. The External Affairs Minister had earlier met Serbian Foreign Affairs Minister Marko Djuric on the sidelines of the conference. Djuric expressed satisfaction over the upcoming participation of Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić at the AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi will embark on a four-day visit to Australia starting today. The Defence Ministry said the visit is aimed at further strengthening India-Australia defence cooperation and reinforcing the growing convergence between the two nations. During the visit, the Army Chief will hold wide-ranging interactions with senior leadership of the Australian Defence Force. And that is the end of this news bulletin.